Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For a whole lot of single, unattached people, the pandemic shutdown has been a bit of a lonely time. If you were used to going out on a date or two, or 12, before the pandemic, that part of your life probably changed dramatically when the virus hit us. Restaurants, bars, churches, and other places where people gather were closed, leaving few, if any, options to meet or date. Well, tonight, we're talking about courtship in the time of the coronavirus. How is it done? Should it be done? What are the risks? And are there any advantages? My guests are certified relationship coach Reginald Smith and international motivational speaker Brashawn Shaw. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Brashawn, Reggie, how are you?
Hello. Hello.
All right. Hey, all right.
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for asking, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, let's start with Brashawn. The question for you, Brashawn, is...
Yes.
Okay, that's the answer. with Brashawn, it's always yes, or in her case, yes.
Yes.
It's always yes. Should you date during the COVID-19 pandemic?
You know, I have to say, I think it's a great question, and I would say yes. Here is the thing. Now, you see, I always say yes, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But why not, like, find different ways to date, right? Why not go for a walk? Why not go for a bike ride? Everyone's riding their bike. Seriously, I saw two people riding their bikes meet at a Starbucks, didn't know each other. The female asked the male, you know, and he was like, I'll go get the coffee for you, because they both were on their bikes, got the coffee, didn't know her, because you could tell the interaction, they didn't know each other, and just started talking. Like, let's be interesting. And it's better than the same old boring, go to a restaurant, meet you at a bar, go to a club. Let's make a difference. So now you're meeting someone walking, biking, you know, just doing different things outside, social distancing. It gives you conversation.
Okay, so that's a yes, and it's interesting that's interesting that you should mention the restaurant piece, because even as some restaurants are opening up, the CDC has some really difficult news just released yesterday about restaurants. Adults who tested positive for COVID-19 were approximately twice as likely to have reported dining at a restaurant within the 14 days before becoming ill. That is, you know, that's not good news, Reggie, about the whole restaurant thing.
Yeah, no, not at all.
It isn't. Yeah. So
what do you say? What do you say? Should you date during COVID-19?
I think the short answer is yes, but it's not the whole answer, right? I think you have to be smart. It's just like anything else you do that's intentional. You have to do a risk analysis or risk assessment. Is this smart for me to do? Doesn't mean just because everyone else is, I need to jump out there and do it as well. And I think that there are ways to do it, like Brashawn alluded to. I believe in filtering. If a person's dating online, they can totally use that as a way to filter to determine if it's worth your time to go out. Not to go get infected, mind you, but to expose yourself to the possibility. And yes, social distancing is real. I'm not suggesting live in a bubble and don't do anything, don't go anywhere. But there are definitely ways to do it smartly and intentionally.
Well, let's talk about that, because you were talking about risk assessment. You know, there's that now an old saying, know your status as it relates to HIV, right, for example.
Right.
But this is a different kind of disease. For some people, it is fatal. For other people, you don't even know.
Yeah.
And, you know, according to the science, you could get your results on a Monday, and have every intention of going out with Bershawn bike riding on Saturday. Right. And with hot coffee. I don't know how you do bike riding and hot coffee. I guess there's a skill with that. But and you don't know whether or not you pick something up between the day of your test, the day of your results, right, and bike riding on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Can I just piggyback off what you said, Reggie? And I think it was smart, right? I think you have to be smart, right? You know, it's still social distancing. It's still wearing your mask. It's still sanitizing. So I don't think that you should be silly and just go, you know, sit on a park bench next to someone you don't know. I think it's still that you have to be smart. I think you try the online dating. I believe in online dating because it's another avenue. We always want the same old thing, the date in a restaurant or meet in a club or meet. No, try something out of the ordinary. That's what this pandemic was for us to reset, reassess, and rethink. So exactly what he's saying. And if you go meet someone, social distance, right? I mean, you could still wear your mask, have your sanitizer. You know, I see people going on dates wearing gloves. But the thing is that you still have to live a life. Right. We're not living in a bubble. People are still outside. You have to do the best you can do. But you can't just not do anything.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about courtship during the age of the coronavirus. Have you done it? And if you have, how's that working for you right now? I'd like to hear from you, 202-319-7810. Okay, so Reggie, outside of online dating, which a lot of people are already doing, how might you meet someone? Outside of that.
That's a fair question. And I don't know, to be honest. I would say people have friends, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes you get introduced through others. People do social distance and still gather, be it a cookout, an open parking lot, or what have you. And, you know, that's a way. But still, to Bershawn's point, you have to be smart about how you move in that. You still wear your mask. You still sanitize. You still social distance. For example, I'm a golfer. You know, one of the things that, you know, that's one of the things about golf. I can do that and social distance. I don't have to be, you know, right next to someone, right? So there's things you can do, activities, right? Social distancing activities, that promote that. Parks are a great spot, open air. Now, here's the thing. Just because you're out, it doesn't mean that you're not exposed. The idea, though, is in being smart is to manage your exposure. And in meeting people, you can, and now it's kind of hard to, what I've noticed is that it's kind of hard to hear people, not only hear people with a mask on, you really can't see them well. You know, you see their eye line, you know, they're the bridge of their nose up. So you really can't get a feel for it. So I would say, in short, maybe if not online or in addition to being online, you have the option of a friend being introduced through others potentially.
Bershawn, what do you think? How do you meet somebody other than, you know, those online, you know, dating app things?
Yeah, I think it's getting introduced, asking people, you know, do you have a friend? You know, asking family members, do you have colleagues that you work with? Going online. Look, now is the time. I have seen people in the parks just because I'm a coach and I'm always aware and looking at things. You know, I see people picnicking at Haynes Point and not knowing each other and starting talking, right? Starting relationships, seeing these young people out there just going for it. Like, don't be afraid to speak, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you have your mask and stuff, but don't be afraid. This is a time, believe me, people are lonely. People feel anxious. They're a little bit desperate. They want someone to talk. Go for it. If you're female or male, don't be afraid to speak. Don't be afraid to go for it. Time waits for no one, as we know, as we've seen with this pandemic. I mean, you don't know when your last day is. I say go for it.
Well, you know, and that kind of brings to mind something that happened early in the shutdown. I was in the grocery store, and I walked past a sister, and she said, "Oh, you're really fine." That's F-O-I-N-E. And I said, and I looked at her because, and I kind of paused, and I said, okay, how do you know I'm wearing a mask? And she said, you have fine eyes and you smell good. I said, you know what? You are too close to me. If you can smell me, we need to social distance. I said, you have a good Saturday. And I went on ahead to the produce section. But
I love it.
You know, shoot your shot, but come on. I mean, because the other thing about the mask thing, you may have fine eyes, but do you have all of your teeth? I mean, you can't tell. So, you know, that's real. I mean, let's be honest here. You know, that because you don't. And so there may be other things that you need to focus on attraction. And I want to talk about that specifically after we talk to Nedra, calling from Crofton. Nedra, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Nedra, are you there? Nedra? Nedra,
give us a call.
Hey,
Nedra.
Yeah, turn your radio down. You've got a little 7-second delay.
Let me check.
Right, so what's going on?
Hi. This topic is so timely for the time that we live in. I recently, maybe 3 months ago, was introduced to a friend at a family event. And, you know, we've been seeing each other. We have gone to a restaurant 2 times since this pandemic, but we are trying different things in the relationship. We're, you know, cooking dinners at home a lot more, and doing things creatively, attempting to. It is very, very challenging, but doable. And my theory is you only live once, and it's no accident that we were put together, and things are going very well, and I'm very pleased. And, you know, usually in a non-pandemic situation, I think I would be a little bit more, nitpicky. So the lesson in the pandemic is acceptance and live life, you know, joie de vie.
But Nedra, on the first date, was he standing on the porch and were you in the house? I mean, you know, how did you all work that out?
No, on the first date, let's see, to remember, it was social distancing. We met at a family event, and I think it was phone conversations and social distancing, if I remember correctly. But maybe the third date was at a restaurant that social distanced. It was a pretty upscale restaurant, and it was so enjoyable.
Okay. Well, I wish you two the best. And if something materializes along, you know, some wedding stuff, send me an invitation. I'll show up. But Nedra,
well,
thank you.
we keep hope alive.
Yeah, you most certainly have to. Nedra, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about courtship in the age of the coronavirus. Are you trying it? Have you tried it? Are you just still afraid to do it? Are you thinking about it? I'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Reggie, here's something I wanted to ask you about, and I think this was suggested. I think it was Nedra or Brashawn, either one, that can we all agree that, you know, men, for the most part, are very visual creatures, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And here's my philosophy about that. Whether you're talking about fine eyes, teeth, or anything else, that if you can't, particularly at the height of the pandemic, when everybody was really very nervous about having any contact with anyone, that all you really had was conversation, phone conversation. And, you know, I would argue that you get to know people very well if that's all you have. And
sure.
And particularly for men, if, you know, the object of your desire, for example, is in your eyes particularly attractive, you know, let's be honest, you know, for a lot of guys, they're so distracted that they can't even think straight. I mean, she's sitting up here talking about, you know, her goals and where she wants to be in 5 years and her faith, and he's sitting there staring where he's not supposed to. But
exactly.
But if you don't have that as a distraction, is that an advantage? What do you think, Brashawn? Is that an advantage when you just have conversation?
You know what? You know, it's a good question, because I think it's an advantage for the woman, because you get to know them, right? Without the, let's just be clear, looking at the breast, looking at the boot, looking at all of that. Like, you get to know someone. And
really?
I think you really go, you know, with a phone conversation, take it back in the 70s. I mean, it was like, okay, get on the phone and talk. It wasn't these texts. It wasn't social media. It's long night talk. That I want to get to know you, what you like, what your hobbies, where are you from, what makes you tick. I think it's an advantage.
Mm. Reggie?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Rather than a guy like, you fine.
No. Mm. Listen, I don't disagree. I kind of agree with you on that, Brashawn, that it is probably more an advantage for women, because that's the intellectual part. That's the mental part that most women crave from men, right? To be able to connect on a mental and intellectual level, right? And so because we are innately or generally typically visual, it does take that out off the table for us. Now, a way around it potentially is, you know, we talked about online dating, but you also have, you know, FaceTime, Duo, different ways you can see people real time. So I think if you add that to the equation, right, you can still accomplish both, whereas a woman can hear from the man can see the woman, and both people win, if you will. They both have an opportunity to truly get to know each other, social distancing being safe. And if they choose to connect, they've now done so, because now I feel like when I see you, it's not going to be awkward. Because
hold that point, because I've got to take a break.
Oh, please.
But when we come back, I'm going to let you finish your point. We're also going to talk to Michelle from Baltimore. She's on the line. Please do not hang up, Michelle. We want to hear from you. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you cannot get through, please keep trying. I promise I will take your phone call even up until 8 o'clock. Great discussion tonight. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141. And don't forget, you can hear the entire discussion after 9 o'clock on podcast on WHUR.com. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Washington.
Welcome back. I'm Harold Fisher, and we're talking about courtship in the age of the coronavirus. How is it done? Should it be done? What are the risks? Are there any advantages? My guests are certified relationship coach Reginald Smith and international motivational speaker Brashawn Shaw. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Reggie, finish your point before I go to the phones.
Certainly. Yeah, just basically quickly by adding in a visual component, it helps both people win, right? So I can see you and talk to you. You can see me and talk to me. And we can determine if this is something we want to do, because you don't want it just to be awkward. Yeah, you may have connected on the phone, you know, I can't see you, but in person it's like, oh man, it's not what I thought. So I think that that's a way to add to getting to know each other in the age of the pandemic.
Okay. Michelle, calling from Baltimore. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
So this topic is very interesting to me. I am considered an essential worker, and I expose myself possibly to the coronavirus every day that I go to work. Mm. I do not believe I would be interested in exposing myself to coronavirus intentionally for a date. I'm 38, and I'm single, and I am not interested at all.
So, Michelle, are you single, or are you just single?
I am single, yes.
You're single. Just nobody out there. Nobody's checking for you.
Of course, there are people checking, and we do a lot of talking on the phone. We do a lot of video chats. I haven't met up with anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm just not interested. I have to work, and I have a family, and I don't want to expose myself. It's already bad enough that I have to do it for work and possibly expose my family, which frightens me every day.
So, so you know the folks you're talking to guys on the phone, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it safe to assume that you just haven't spoken to someone who does it for you yet?
Possibly.
And so, when someone does it for you, what are you gonna do?
They're gonna have to understand that the Rona is out here, and I want to stay safe.
Okay. So Dr. Fauci says that we probably won't get to anything that possibly resembles normalcy if we have a vaccine until late 2021.
Yeah.
So we're talking about more than a year from now. You're going to hold out if you meet Mr. Wright who just does it for you?
I'm going to say yes. I really am at this moment. Yes, this coronavirus frightens me. So
okay. That's valid. Yeah. I mean, that's real. That's an honest answer, and I appreciate it. So you continue to do the work that you're doing. I'm sure we need you and the other essential workers. So please, we want you to be safe, and hopefully this will be over so that when Mr. Wright comes along, you will be ready. So
thank Michelle, you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. Michelle calling from Baltimore. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Reggie, talk to me about what you should not do in this, as it relates to dating right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, instead of what you should not do, I think one of the things you should do is be clear on what you want. Michelle makes a very valid point. You know, her beliefs guide her choices, right? And she honors those. And your questions were valid, and it introduces a different thought, because there are people who are that, I won't even say dogmatic, because it's not because you honor your position that you're being dogmatic, you're just being disciplined. And so there are people who will choose to be, and there'll be people who choose to live their lives, because this decision that we took, this conversation is to a person, right? And then if you're out meeting people and want to, the idea is to connect with someone who thinks of it as you do, right? Otherwise, it could become a problem. Now, what shouldn't you do? Don't be desperate. You know, don't be so desirous of connecting with someone that I'm just going to get out here and throw caution to the wind because you only live once, and whatever the cliches are that we tell ourselves to justify our choices. You know, be smart. You know, don't be thirsty. Don't be so like, man, it's been so long. I understand. But choose you. You know, choose, make the choice for you to live and to make, and if you are to connect with someone, then connect with them at a level that that makes sense for you and them. But don't be silly.
But Bershon said, you know, life is short.
And that's a fair answer for some people, right? But see, Michelle didn't feel that way, and it's fair, because see, Bershon's opinion is valid, just as Michelle's position is valid, right? That's why I say to a person, there's no right or wrong. It's about your choice and aligning with someone who shares a similar choice or belief.
Bershon.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's your own choice, right? So I believe that you have to be smart. There is a pandemic going on, and it's still going on, and we won't have a vaccine until next year. But I don't, you know, I mean, do you stay at home in a bubble for a year and a half? Some may say yes. I have a friend who really hasn't gone out for the whole time. But I believe in you still have to live, be safe, wear a mask, have sanitizer. I keep sanitizer with me. I even wear gloves, you know, and social distance. But I'm a stage 4 breast cancer survivor, right? I was given 3 months to live, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, I was given 3 months to live 12 years ago. And I realize that life is short, and every day is a moment to act and do, because you may not wake up tomorrow. I mean, are days that I was so scared to go take my test because I didn't think that I was going to have clean tests, and I was afraid of not waking up tomorrow.
Well, first of all, Bershon, God bless you for every day that you are with us. But as it relates to this particular conversation, you are one of the people who is at risk. You have, you know, one of those comorbid situations. We have, of course, people who have diabetes, people who are obese, people who have high blood pressure, all of those things. But then you have people who are cancer survivors who are particularly mm-hmm. at risk mm-hmm. right now. And so you and people like you must be mm-hmm. particularly careful.
And I agree, and you're right. So let me tell you, I have gotten over the fear because I did the work. I believe in doing the work, right? So I get my immune system strong. I eat well. I'm a vegetarian. I take vitamins, supplements. I exercise. I do the work. And so, like I said, I think you have to be smart. I am not telling somebody go out there like Reggie said, don't throw caution to the wind and just live your life willy-nilly. No, you need to social distance. I'm real clear on my space. I remember meeting someone and they were like, oh, girl, give me a hug. I was like, no. No, no, no. that pandemic thing. I'm like, no. So you have to keep boundaries. I have my space. We social distance. I sprayed the air.
Did you give him one of those Wakanda hugs? You know, cross your arms.
Let me tell you, I will sanitize the air in a second around me, all over me, because the virus. See, you know, it's not just the mask and the gloves. It's airborne too. It can get through your ears, nose. I mean, if that's the case, you got to stay in a bubble. Really, just stay in your house and don't go out. That is mm-hmm. probably the safest way. But would I recommend that? No. Because you have to live. And I'm not a doctor. I read this, so let's be clear. The 1918 flu, they never had a vaccine from that. People just got, their bodies just got acclimated to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, comparably, it was considerably worse than where we are right now. I mean, just,
right.
You know, certainly horrific. And we hope that we don't see anything like that.
Help. Can I jump in quickly?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, there's a. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the lady who called early. I think Nedra. And an experience like hers, which is great for them, and I like you. I hope they succeed. The thing that came to mind was, if you do connect with someone, or you've learned that you met this person, they like you seem to like them, you're getting to know each other, and then you choose to get together, I think, again, keeping that word smart in the forefront, talk about whose circles you're in, right? And keep those circles tight. Because, again, we're talking about mitigation. There's no way we can totally, you know, stop living. But if you're that person who chooses to be out there and meet people and greet and get to know people, that's great if that's what you choose. But then I think also, too, we can continue that smart paradigm and concept by saying, okay, who's in your circle? I'll tell you who's in my circle. And we honor that space. Because, again, we're talking about mitigation. We're talking about managing our exposures. If I want to get to know you and I care about you, I'm not going to challenge you if you ask me to do that. And I'll hope that if you like me and I'm concerned for your health and welfare, that you wouldn't be bothered because I'm like, well, what's wrong with who I am? No. No, let's make sure that we're being smart here. If we say we like each other and we want to explore the possibilities, I think it's also important to talk about, discuss who is in your circle, and maybe you got to rein some of that in, because that freedom that you may have done before because it was just you, now when you're talking about getting to know someone else, that's an additional consideration that's very real and can easily get missed because you have more runtime running by yourself than you do now, including someone that you are considering someone that perhaps you didn't before.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Al, calling from Silver Spring. Hey, Al, thanks for hanging on. What's on your mind?
Hey, not a problem. Just, well, first of all, I was very surprised that you pretty much blew off an attractive woman who approached
you. I don't know if she was attractive. She had a mask. That's an assumption.
Okay, well, I'll just let that go then. At the same time, between you and me, you know, very few men do that. That's the woman that's not attractive. So either way.
Yeah. Well, and let me say to your point, I wasn't interested. I was good. You know, okay. And like I said, at that point, 2 months into the pandemic, I wasn't meeting anybody. No, thank you. I was good. But anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm pretty much calling to say it's communication and effective communication. And once you have that, no matter how you do it, it's effective. And so, yes, I don't. Well, first of all, I think people should know really how to minimize this coronavirus. And there's, if you Google Dr. Stella Emanuel from Texas, she had 350 patients, all with COVID-19. None of them died. She said exactly what she gave them, the dosage, and what minimizes it. So you can very quickly, they're not telling us, of course, especially our people in the media, what to do to stifle it, yet at the same time, there are ways to stifle it. So that, of course, causes the lack of fear once you know what to do if you do get it. And so that's number one. Yet as far as communication, the telephone is what was mentioned earlier, I think is very effective. You can get to know somebody very well and know the purpose of the relationship, too. If it's going to be a special someone versus someone who you just pretty much go out and maybe do some entertaining activities with. The communication is key.
I agree with the communication. If you're talking about, Dr. Stella Emanuel, the lady who has been under investigation by the Texas Medical Board, you mean the one who is saying that people are having sex with spirits?
They're blackballing her now.
We're not even going to address that. I mean, let us be really, really clear. That, first of all, that's not part of this conversation. But second of all, when you have somebody, you have a physician who's talking about people having sex with spirits and what have you, I think that we are just going to toss that out. But in your dating life during this COVID pandemic, Al, I hope and wish that you have some good luck. Thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So what do you... Do you believe, Brashawn, that the circumstances surrounding the pandemic, when people are so much more isolated, when they don't have an opportunity to hang out and don't have as many options perhaps as they may have pre-pandemic, that they may be more likely to want to attach themselves to someone instead of just kind of hanging out and seeing where it goes?
I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, it really is.
Just
you know,
for you.
Look,
yes.
I mean, think about it. The pandemic was here. You know what? The options, I mean, things were closed for like 3 or 4 months.
Right.
So, I mean, you had really no option. So you couldn't really do anything. I mean, they said, grocery stores and pharmacy. So people, I think people sort of like just hung on to who they were dating or if they were the side chick or the side guy. They dealt with that and everyone just sort of got in formation and whatever worked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's move the side chick, side guy conversation to the next show we do. But, like I said, for the single people who were completely unattached as of March 13th, March 14th, and didn't have anyone, but perhaps were on the market prior and now you don't go out and you don't have a chance to connect. I know, Reggie said, don't be thirsty, certainly don't be desperate. But as I opened the show, I said, this is, if you are not a homebody, if you're used to being out and about doing the Del Frisco's thing or whatever else you do, and now all of a sudden you live alone and you have no one
who is checking for you, that can be really rough, and it can have an impact on your emotional health.
Well-being. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think you're right about that. I mean, a lot of I coach a lot of single women, and they're feeling lonely, a little bit depressed. Even men I coach, because you can't really meet them, or really people going out. You don't know where they've been, And so, it started in March. We're in September now. Mm. People want interaction. That's like 7 months. People want to be able to do something, and they can't. And like Reggie said, they do get desperate. So they'll accept. Look, I'm telling everybody out there, women and men, don't lower your standards. I'm sorry. Don't lower your, because you will regret it in the end. You know what? Just keep to what you believe in your self-worth and your self-love. Exercise, eat right, stay focused, but keep at what you want. But they are getting desperate. And what I tell people is, find your own inner warrior. Find your own self-worth and self-love. Do the work on you. Believe me, we all need to work on ourselves. That is a fact. Do the work on you.
Reggie?
Yeah.
After 6 months of working on yourself, the wrench, the motor oil, the spark plug tune-up, and all of that, I say this partly tongue in cheek. How much work are you going to do before you start looking around and start climbing the walls here?
I don't disagree, and I think that's the honesty in it, right? And that's why I said, to a person, that tipping point is a moving target to a person, right? Like Michelle said, she is determined that, hey, listen, I'm an essential person. I got to go to work. I love my family. Yes. And her choices are totally selfless, right? Because she's doing that because she has to, because she's an essential worker. And she's saying, it's bad enough I have to put myself in harm's way and danger each day. The last thing I want to do is further expand that to people that I love and care about. So she's not even considering herself. She's not being selfish. And so I'm not suggesting that someone who's now climbing the walls is all, they're selfish and they just, you're only thinking about yourself. No, what I'm saying is it's an individual choice. It comes back to it. It's an individual decision. And so that tipping point is a moving target. And you may say, hey, I'm going to be disciplined. And then you're like, hey, I'm sick of this. And so maybe you start doing, maybe you start exercising where you weren't really trying to walk your neighborhood or walk or do anything outdoors or whatever, because you're saying, I just want to be out. I want to be interactive. I mean, obviously, there are ways that you can do that. You can join groups, because we all need each other. This is not a job that is, we just got to do by ourselves. It's important to be, we can still be proactive and participate with others in things who are struggling with the same thing. And there may be ideas that come out of those associations. But to stay inside and live in a bubble, you do yourself a disservice, I believe. I think it's important to be at least open to meeting people virtually, becoming a part of different things where you can, lessen some of that stress, because you now know that you're not the only one on this island by yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, but here's something else that I think is really critical that we need to address.
Please.
Are bad dates pre-COVID the same as bad dates in the midst of the pandemic, Rashawn?
Yes, a bad date is a bad date. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it goes back to, don't sell yourself short. Don't give in to just because you're desperate. It's like, why sell yourself short? Why discount yourself? You know what? People, you know you don't like the guy. You saw the person in the grocery store. If you really like them,
only half of her face, like I said.
Right, but only half of her face. But let me tell you. You know how someone looks a little bit. It wasn't your type, or they didn't float your boat. I mean, you know that. I mean, somebody, whether it was her body, the way she came up to you.
No, it was her shopping cart. Lots of unhealthy food in there, too. I'm not doing
that. Yeah, I mean, she had Ho-Ho's and honey buns and Doritos. You're like, come on. So you knew right away, right? So I just don't believe that we have to sell. I think, take a go.
even though you're saying, think about it, we have been in a society where it's fast food, doing this, moving here and there, never taking the time for ourselves. That's why, hate to say it, divorce rates are up, breakups are up, single people can't find, because people are really finding out who they are. Single people are finding out what they like and what they don't like. Do the work. I mean, you're saying 6 months. It takes, we're 30, 40, 50 years old. It takes years to get where we are. Do the work. These 7 months, work on you. What do you like? What do you have to work on yourself? Because I know everybody thinks they have no issues, but they have issues. Reggie, you know that.
Yes, no, I do.
You got more issues
I do.
Than
no, not Reggie.
No, oh, yes, Reggie. Listen, let me tell you. And what Brashawn is saying is spot on. The pandemic, you know, in every adversity, it comes with gifts, right? And the gift, one of the gifts of this is what she just spoke to, Brashawn just spoke to, is the gift of getting to know you, right? To really reflect on what works in your life and what doesn't, and being honest about it, and establishing, challenging yourself to establish new normals, create and build purposefully new habits, right? Because your old habits didn't get you what you wanted. But at least you say, hey, I can do something differently. It doesn't mean, and what that will do, I believe, one of the things it'll do is when you are ready to get back out there, or when you choose to get back out there, and you may be ready to get back out there, and that's all cool, whatever, again, wherever you find yourself, but you will be better prepared because you know what you want, or you're more clear, I'm sorry, you may not know for certain, but you're more clear on what it is you want, and you can recognize it, because when you're not clear, when you don't have clarity, it's kind of like not having goals. Any road will get you there. But when you have a goal, you can recognize distractions and things that are not good for you, just like you were talking about the food in this grocery store, Harold. You know, mm-hmm. You know it's not good for you, so I'm going to avoid that. Whereas before, you may have been a bit more lax. And it's the same thing. And so what Brashawn is saying is spot on in that use this time to do the work, to work on yourself, to become clear. And if you don't, hire a coach, okay, to help you get clear on that, because unpacking and discovering what it is that you – desire ultimately, sometimes we don't really know because we've heard from so many other people for so long and we just sign up and, yeah, that sounds good. But that, because it sounds good, doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. That's all I got.
And I do want to go back, and this is, while not exclusively an issue for the women, you know, men may have these issues as well, but I really want to go back to the whole safety piece and not moving so fast that you put yourself in danger, Brashawn, when you may rush out on a date. And these are the kinds of things that we know, you know, happen pre-pandemic. But then yeah. You get out, you know, with a guy who may be a little too handsy or, you know, what have you. And, you know, that guy who's normally a little too handsy may have grown two more pair of hands, talk to me a little bit, Brashawn, about that whole discernment and being careful piece.
Well, I mean, that is crucial, right? So I am a big advocate of safety. And really getting to know someone, even on dates, letting people know who you're going with, getting their license plate. Like, I'm a big proponent in, you don't go on a date until you know someone, what they like, what their, like, their background. Ask questions. How was your childhood? How was your relationship with your mother, your father? I'm big on that because you learn about a person. You learn about, like, I'm sorry, men are sending these sexual pics during the pandemic.
And women too. Let's be clear. But anyway, finish your. Go ahead, make.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Oh. Okay. Okay. You're right. Touche. I mean, people are sending me, like, to me, that's a turnoff immediately. If you are meeting someone on online or met them walking or and they send a sex pic immediately, that's a turnoff. Not unless you want that. Now, some women want that, but see, you have to be ready. Do you really want that? You can't say you want a relationship, but the first day you're sending a picture of your boobs. Mm. How does that work? You're already innuendo. You're already saying I'm loose, I'm sexual here, or you're sending a picture of your butt. Yeah. Or a guy who's sending it, like, when people are doing that, you're sending the wrong message. So what I say is be safe. Get to know them. Talk to them as much as you can and tell someone about them. Say, hey, I'm going out with, you know, Jack Washington or whatever, and, you know, he drives a Range Rover or a Lexus or a Camry. You know, here's his license plate. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're going to this restaurant. Just know that. I'm big on that. Because online dating, I mean, that can be dangerous too. You just don't know what people, and you're right, people are bottled up for 7 months. They want more. You don't want more. It's not safe. Be safe and look out for everything.
Reggie, I'll let you have the final word on dating in the midst of a pandemic. Your final thoughts there.
Yeah, I think that it is important to consider all that we discussed, right? I think it's important to be safe. I think it's important to be smart. I think it's important to know yourself, to be clear, to become more clear on who you are and what you desire. Use this time to your advantage and not as a sentence, to get clear on what's important and what matters to you, because it'll help you make better decisions going forward.
Yeah. There you go. For both of you, I want to urge you to continue to be safe, particularly you, Rashawn. And
thank
again,
you.
You know, blessings to you to continue to, you know, move forward as a breast cancer survivor. And you continue to be safe and do what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum for this Friday, September 11th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Bramante Bryant, Millette Green, producer Candace Atkins, and Nikki Nash, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.